This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It used to be that doctors fresh out of medical school started or joined a practice. More and more doctors are skipping private practice and going to work for hospitals. One in every six doctors in the U.S. is now employed by a hospital, according to the American Medical Association. We're going to be hearing about this trend over the next couple of days. Jenny Gold of our partner Kaiser Health News brings us today a tale of two sisters, both doctors, who've chosen very different paths.
Dr. Lisa Roberts opened her gynecology practice here in Raleigh, North Carolina, about 8 years ago. In black scrubs, a set of pearls, and dark red lipstick, she looks glamorous. And she has an office to match.
We just wanted people actually to come into the office, and we wanted to fool them and make them think they were in a spa rather than in a physician's office. And I joke with them that our intention was to make them think that until they had to get in that position that everybody's dreading and, you know, wanting to put off.
The cloth robes instead of paper, the curtained-off dressing rooms, the vases of dried flowers. She even has a fully stocked beverage bar in the waiting room. She's in charge of everything, from designing the space to billing insurance companies to making sure the air conditioning works. It's a big responsibility, but she's happy to do it.
I like being a small business owner, and I like those functions as much as I love to go to the OR and operate or just to see my patients for their routine visits.
And by running her own business, Robert says she can personally control and guarantee the best medical care for her patients. But not all doctors have her passion for business, including her older sister, Dr. Michelle Roberts Casey. Casey's a primary care doctor who works right around the corner in a large office building on the campus of the hospital where her sister operates. She's one of a growing number of doctors who are giving up private practice altogether.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good to see you again.
Same here.
Thanks.
Dr. Casey enters her exam room with a warm smile, clutching her laptop. She looks like a more casual version of her sister, with blonde hair and a white coat. Casey started at WakeMed Health and Hospitals in April after leaving the private practice where she'd worked for 9 years. At first, she thought about opening her own practice with a few colleagues, but
we were looking at property within the city and electronic record systems, and it was a little bit overwhelming to look at the number of different things that you have to tackle to start a practice.
That's when WakeMed approached and offered her a competitive salary plus a bonus. And they promised to handle all of the administrative tasks for the practice. Billing, help negotiating payments from insurers, even adding an electronic health record system. She thought of her sister, and the offer was hard to pass up.
Part of what she did actually led me to do what I do, because I saw the day-to-day difficulties that she has faced over the years.
Including the hours of administrative work.
We don't have that here. We can focus on patients, we can take good care of our patients, and they can remain our priority.
Many of her patients moved with her. Janice Seitzinger met Dr. Casey 5 years ago at a free clinic for victims of Hurricane Katrina.
She's been my doctor ever since, so when she moved here, of course, I came with her.
Have you noticed any changes between that practice and this practice?
Not really. I mean, she's the same. She uses her laptop here instead of writing things.
But WakeMed hopes that sooner or later, patients like Seitzinger will notice a difference for the better. Dr. Susan Weaver hired Casey and runs all of the physician practices at WakeMed.
It's about how you can really work together to elevate the level of care while keeping the cost down. Medicine's going to change, and we're going to be prepared to change with it.
The idea is that by teaming up, doctors and hospitals can avoid repeat tests and unnecessary procedures and offer the best possible care at the lowest price. It's a notion that's long been percolating in the healthcare field, but Weaver says the new health law is accelerating things.
What it's really doing is it's making physicians nervous. They're sensing that change is necessary, and they want and desire and need perhaps a partnership with a health system.
But some say the relationships could also have a downside. The more doctors and hospitals team up, the less competition there is in the healthcare marketplace. And like everywhere else, that can drive costs up. That story tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.